evening, Blue Jays fans. Welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game four of this six-game set between the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took game three 9-5 last night after the game was halted in the ninth due to heavy rain. But by that time, the winds were gusting upwards of 25 miles an hour, and the grounds crew had zero chance of putting that tarp on the field in those conditions. After about 15 minutes of trying to get the tarp on, the infield had already flooded and the game had to be called. Very unfortunate timing for Bradenton as the Marauders were down 9-4 entering that ninth inning. Grayson Thurman allowed the first four batters to reach base on a single and three walks, undoubtedly due in part to the rain and wind that he had to deal with. So when the game went into a delay, Bradenton had the potential tying run at the plate with no outs. But something that could be a sign of things to come, good news for Dunedin. The Blue Jays scored 9 runs last night, their season high, and the offense was firing on all cylinders. 7 guys scored at least a run last night. 7 guys recorded a hit, including a big night by Tucker Tillman, going 2-for-3 with 2 walks and a 3-run triple in the 8th, solidifying the Blue Jays' lead. And Rafael Sanchez was electric last night on the mound for Dunedin. Sanchez went 5 2/3 innings, and he was perfect through 5 1/3. In that 6th inning, he did allow a single and a walk, but induced a ground ball to second base that was a for sure third out, but it booted off the glove of Raquel Benicastro, extending the inning and putting 3 unearned runs on Sanchez's record. Still a fantastic line for Sanchez, 5 2/3 innings pitched, just 1 hit, 1 walk, and 11 Ks, also notching his 3rd win of the year. All in all, a game that should give this team, and most importantly the lineup, some much-needed confidence going forward as the Blue Jays are now back at .500. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Tampa crushed Jupiter 12-2. Fort Myers beat Daytona 5-1. Lakeland clutched up against Palm Beach, scoring 3 runs in the 8th to take the lead before they also entered into a weather delay that they would not exit from. Lakeland won that game 10-8 in 8 innings. And Clearwater held off St. Lucie just enough in the 9th. The Mets scored 3 in the top of the 9th, but coming up just short. The Threshers taking that game 7-6. Also this morning in Jupiter, the Hammerheads beat Tampa 9-8 in their morning matchup. How all that affects the standings. Starting in the East, Jupiter leads the way at 11-8. Palm Beach is a game and a half back at 9-9. Daytona, 3.5 back at 7-11. And finally, St. Lucie, 5.5 back now at 5-13. And now for the West. Clearwater now sits alone in first place at 12-6, followed by Bradenton at 11-7. Fort Myers and Lakeland are tied for third, 2 games back of Clearwater at 10-8. Then your Blue Jays, 3 games back at 9-9. And finally, Tampa, 5.5 back at 7-12. And now on to tonight. Thomas Harrington gets the start for Bradenton, making his 4th start of the year. Harrington, the 36th pick last year by the Pirates out of Campbell University, he's 2-0 with a 4.26 ERA in 12 2/3 innings. The 21-year-old ranks as the 12th best prospect in the Pirates org and is in his first year of Pro Bowl. He's made 2 very solid starts, but they sandwich an outing where he got roughed up for 6 runs all earned in just 2 2/3 against Lakeland. And as for the Blue Jays, Ryan Jennings makes his 4th appearance and 3rd start for Donnie Murphy's Dunedin Blue Jays. The 23-year-old former 4th rounder out of Louisiana Tech has excelled in a Dunedin uniform, pitching to a 1.65 ERA since being drafted and an even lower 1.13 ERA this year. He's still being built up as a starter, but he did go 4 shutout innings last week against the Cardinals. One roster move to make note of, Kyle Johnston down here from AAA Buffalo on a rehab stint. He'll be coming out of the bullpen at some point tonight, as is another rehabber, Matt Swanson. They are both slated to make some appearances tonight and continue their rehab stints. And now let's take a look at the lineups first for the visiting Bradenton Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston. Batting first at shortstop, Jesus Castillo. Batting second in left field, Emmanuel Torero. Batting third, the DH, Rodolfo Nolasco. Batting fourth in center field, Tres Gonzalez. Batting fifth in right field, Shailene Polanco. Batting sixth at first base, Alexander Mojica. Batting seventh at third base, Davies Nadal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Giovanni Planchart. And rounding out the order for the Marauders, batting ninth at second base, Ribert Romero. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting third at shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth, the DH tonight, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth at first base, Glenn Santiago. Batting sixth in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting seventh in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth, the catcher tonight, Nick Deschamps. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth at third base, Angel Del Rosario. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right before first pitch. That'll be in about 9 to 10 minutes or so, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here at TD Ballpark for Game 4 of this six-game set between the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. 80 degrees and a little cloudy. Some weather in the area, but we're good for now. As your Blue Jays are ready to get this game started, Ryan Jennings on the bump for your Blue Jays, the 23-year-old out of Louisiana Tech, former fourth rounder by Toronto back in last year's draft. Jennings has been nothing short of excellent for Dunedin in his early, rather short, professional career. A 1.65 ERA in his career so far, 16 and a third innings pitched, just three earned runs allowed. And this year he's been even better, if you can believe it. A 1.13 ERA through three games, two starts, eight innings total pitch, just one earned run allowed. He's going to start off against Jesus Castillo, the shortstop, leading off for Bradenton. Righty-lefty matchup now out of the windup. Jennings kicks, fires. We are underway. Castillo tried to lay down a bunt, couldn't make contact. 0-1 to get him going. Fastball slider changeup in the repertoire for Jennings. And he's got Castillo down 0-1 to start him. Out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch. That one missed off the plate outside. Now 1-1. 95-mile-an-hour fastball there out of the hand of Jennings. A little bit of wind blown right to left here at TD Ballpark. Off the shore. That one fouled back. Now 1-2. Castillo on the year batting 250. Three RBIs, no home runs. Getting his first go at shortstop in this series. And the 1-2 pitch. That one hit him. Looked like it went right off the elbow guard. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Good thing Castillo had that elbow guard.
Fielder, number 12,
that would have been pretty painful. Obviously, most guys who go up to the plate these days are decked out in protective gear, elbow guard, shin guard. Helps lessen the blow on those heaters that they have to take. First pitch to Emmanuel Torreira, fastball high and outside, 1-0. Leadoff man aboard for Bradenton. Blue Jays have taken two out of the first three games of this series after winning the last two. They dropped game one in a heartbreaker thanks to Emmanuel Torreira hitting a three-run shot in the top of the ninth in what was then a 1-0 ball game as they ended up winning 3-1. That one fouled back into the screen. Now 1-1. First hit batter of the year for Jennings. Standing over there at first base. Castillo, 2-for-4 on stolen base attempts. Bradenton hasn't been too aggressive so far this series. Now a chopper fouling back. 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Jennings working out of the stretch now. He kicks and fires. The 1-2, that one a little low. Change up that time from Jennings. Count all squared up now, 2-2. Jennings. Castillo over there at first base. Now the 2-2 again. That one sent towards left center. Going back is Roque Salinas. He'll settle and make the grab for out number one. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right. Roque Salinas, Jaden Rudd, and Robert Robertis. Along that infield, third to first, Angel Del Rosario at third. Tucker Thoman at short, Adrian Pinto at second base, and Peyton Williams at first with Nick Deschamps doing the catching, forming the battery with Jennings. One on, one away. Now Rodolfo Nolasco, the DH. Jennings comes set. Now move over to first, and they got him! Another pickoff by this Blue Jays pitching staff. They have been lethal in their pickoff moves this year. And Jesus Castillo is just another victim. Now Jonathan Johnson's going to go out and argue with Nobuoki Yasuda, the umpire on the bases who made that call. Nathan Hall, the umpire behind the plate tonight. Jonathan Johnson, and he's tossed! Nobuoki Yasuda just tossed him from this game. We're just two outs into this ball game, and Jonathan Johnson threw his hands up in the air. He started walking away, and that's when he got the hook. So Jonathan Johnston is now out of this game. The Marauders will not have their manager for the next 25 outs at least. Now Nathan Hall's walking down the first baseline, and Jonathan Johnson walks away. How about that? First pitch was 5 minutes ago, and Bradenton already short a manager. Now Johnston's giving Nathan Hall a piece of his mind as he's walking back to his dugout. We might have to wait even longer for him to exit. No, looks like they're going to let Nolasco just dig in and get started. So bases empty, two down. Jennings back out of the windup. First pitch, that one missed. The slider that time. 1-0. Nolasco on the year batting 333. No home runs, two RBIs. The 1-0, that one's fouled back into the screen. Now 1-1. One and one now, two down. Jennings. Cut and a miss there. Now 1-2. Fastball blew it by him at 95. Jennings has definitely increased his velo this year. Now, time's being called. Not sure exactly who called time. Now they're telling Jonathan Johnson he's got to get out of the dugout. Nobuyuki Yasuda just pointed to the dugout and pointed towards the left field corner. I think that's what we're waiting on. Nathan Hall standing off to the side. So I think he's walking towards the left field corner. I didn't see him leave the dugout, but that's where everybody's looking, towards that left field corner. And now looks like he's gone, and we're ready. So Jonathan Johnson hitting the showers early here tonight. The 1-2. That one a little low. Honestly, I don't know if he was involved enough so far to break a sweat, so maybe just a extra shower. That one low. Now a full count. Three balls, two strikes now. This will be the 15th pitch of the day so far for Jennings. And out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one just missed. Maybe a touch up. And it's a two-out walk drawn by Rodolfo Nolasco. That'll bring up Tres Gonzalez.
Center fielder, number 27, Tres Gonzalez.
Tres Gonzalez now stepping in, batting 316 on the year. No home runs, eight RBIs. One on, two down. Jennings back out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch to Gonzalez. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to get him going. Nolasco taking his lead off first base. Hasn't attempted a steal, and he started creeping that time, but he stopped, and that one's taken for a strike on the inside part of the plate. Now 0-2 to Gonzalez. Time called, granted to Tres Gonzalez. He steps out now, takes a breath, digs back in. Righty-lefty matchup. Jennings looking over his shoulder. Now he comes set. Nolasco still creeping over there at first. Now the pitch by Gonzalez. That one in on the hands, lifted towards right. Robert Robertes moving over to his right and a little in. He makes the grab, and that will end the inning. So no runs on no hits. They do leave one aboard. We'll head to the home half of the first here at TD Ballpark, and no score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it here right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll. country, show me where you're from. I said, shawty, you gon' love me, and we gon' have some fun. I bring out my big wheel, and you can climb on up, girl. I think you a big deal, I show your boy some love. Just a little bit.
We're back here, home half of the first here at TD Ballpark. No score. The righty, Thomas Harrington, will make his fourth start of the year for Bradenton. So far this season, he's 2-0, a 4.26 ERA. He's given up six runs, all earned in 12 and two-thirds innings pitched. The former 36th overall pick last year out of Campbell University, former teammate of Blue Jays reliever Ryan Chassie. He'll start off against Adrian Pinto. Ready matchup. First pitch fouled off by Pinto. 1-0. Pinto now batting .282. He's been hitting a lot better as of late. His average was sitting around .200 for the better part of this start of the 2023 season. The 0-1 he takes up high. 1-1 now to count. Pinto with a ton of speed, and he's utilized that on quite a few infield singles. That's gotten him out of his little slump, as that one's taken upstairs now, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. That one up and in. He backs away, lifts the arms. Now he's got a 3-1 count. Solid hitters count here for Pinto. And if he can get on base, seven stolen bases, that's tied for sixth in the Florida State League. As I said, ton of speed. That one, a bloop shot. Shallow right field out there to make the grab is the second baseman, Ryber Romero. Let's take a look at the Marauders' defense in the outfield, left to right, in Manuel Torero, Tres Gonzalez, and Shailene Polanco. Along that infield, third to first, Davies Nadal, Jesus Castillo, Ryber Romero, and Alexander Mojica, with Giovanni Planchart behind the dish. One up, one down. First pitch to Jaden Rudd, batting in the two spot tonight. Taking off the plate outside, looked like the changeup for Harrington. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Now cutting a miss that time. Again, the changeup. 1-1, the count to Rudd. Rudd on the year, batting .154. He's also got a ton of speed. Blue Jays, who've been very aggressive on the base pass this year, stacking the order with speed in the 1-2 spots. That one was taken inside. Now 2-1. And the 2-1 pitch, that one creeps back into the zone. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-2, now the count to Rudd. Rudd, the center fielder. Had some run in the WBC for Great Britain, his native country where he was born, and he fouls that one off. No, he did not. He didn't get a piece of it. He goes down swinging, defensive swinging. He couldn't make contact. That's strikeout number one on the night for Harrington. Out number two, and that'll bring up Tucker Tillman. Now Tucker Tillman stepping in, batting from the left side. The switch hitting shortstop, first pitch to him. That one just below the knees, 1-0. Tucker with that average now back over 200. He started off hot in this 2023 year, and he hit a bit of a lull, as did the rest of this lineup, as that one's taken outside now, 2-0. But the last couple games, he's been a lot better, especially last night. 2 of 3 with a 3-RBI triple in the eighth inning. That pretty much clinched the game for the Blue Jays. The 2-0, that one lifted high towards left center. Going back towards the wall is Gonzalez, over the track, over the wall, and he leaps up, can't make the grab. Extra bases for Tucker. He's going to hold there at second base. A 2-out double. Another game, another extra base hit for Tillman. And that'll bring up Peyton Williams with a runner in scoring position, 2 down. Tough play for Gonzalez out there in left center field, leaping against the wall. He couldn't make it. It goes down as a double for Thoman. Now a chance to take an early lead here for the Blue Jays. Harrington out of the stretch now. Ground ball over to second. That'll be picked up by Romero. Flips it over to first in time. And that will end the inning and the threat. No runs on the two-out double by Tucker Thoman, and he's left in scoring position. We'll head to the top of the second here at TD Ballpark. No score.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go.
Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. No runs on no hits in that first inning for Jennings. He's back out for his second worth of work. He'll start off against Shailene Polanco, who fouls that first pitch back and out of play, 0-1. Jennings did hit a batter and walk a batter. He was able to nullify that hit by pitch with a pickoff of Jesus Castillo over at first. The 0-1, cut and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94. Polanco couldn't catch up, now 0-2. Polanco on the year batting, 229. And he sees that pitch up above the zone, now 1-2. Polanco ranks as the 27th highest prospect in the Pirates organization. Batting here in the 5-hole tonight, now called strike 3. Fastball inside corner, he goes down looking. First strikeout for Jennings. That's going to bring up Alexander Mojica. One up, one down in the inning for Jennings. The righty-righty matchup now. Mojica stepping in for the first time. Mojica batting 279. One home run, 8 RBIs. Fastball, outer half of the plate. Called a strike now, 0-1. This is a challenge game, so ABS is only here to help out when the batter, pitcher or catcher ask for a challenge. That one off the plate. Now one and one. Each team will have 3 challenges. If you're right, you keep yours. And if you're wrong, you lose it. Slider swung way over top. Now 1-2 the count to Mojica. Out of the line at the 1-2 pitch from Jennings. Checking his swing. Called strike 3 anyway. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for Jennings. That's going to bring up the third baseman, Davies Nadal. Nathan Hall rung up Mojica. Now Nadal stepping in for the first time, batting 154, one home run, 6 RBIs. Righty-lefty matchup out of the windup. Jennings, the first pitch, that one in there for a strike. Just tossed a fastball in there. Got ahead, now an 0-1 count. And the pitch. That one just missed in. Nadal started to go around. Ended up holding up a 1-1 now. And the pitch. lifted high right side. That might stay in play. It's hooking over towards the Blue Jays dugout, and that will be about two rows deep past the Blue Jays dugout. It was caught on the ricochet by a young fan who got a nice applause. And Nadal now will step back in with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two down. This will be the 30th pitch of the night for Jennings. And here comes that one sent high towards right. Back to the wall as Robertus. He turns, and that's gone. A solo shot for Davies Nadal. He turned on that fastball, connected really, really well. And that'll put the Marauders up first here in this game. 1-0, top two. Jennings was one pitch away from getting out of the inning. But he left it right in the wheelhouse of Nadal, who sent that one way out just next to the offices out there in the right field corner. Landed on that catwalk leading up to WestJet and over to our admin parking lot. So hopefully everybody's cars are doing all right over there. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play now. 1-1 count to the catcher, Giovanni Planchard. The 1-1, now that one right there, bottom of the zone, looked like the slider. First home run of the year given up by Jennings. Just the second run he's allowed. And the 1-2 pitch, fouled back. Bounces around up above our heads. Now 1-2, still the count. Jennings out of the windup. The pitch. In the dirt. Spiked a change up. Now the count evens up 2-2. Righty-righty matchup. Planchard has struggled so far this year at the plate, just batting 146. Now a soft chopper over to short. That'll be picked up by Toman. He's got plenty of time. The throw's in time. And that will end the inning. So the one run on the solo shot by Davies Nadal. He gives Bradenton the lead here as we head to the home half of the second. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back. All right, fans, it's time for
the first giveaway of the night. Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted still. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Oh, I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you. Told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love.
We're back here, home half of the second. Glenn Santiago is going to lead things off for Dunedin, batting in the five hole, the DH tonight. He'll be followed by Robert Robertus and Roque Salinas. The 5-6-7 hitters due up for the Blue Jays here in this inning. First pitch in there for a called strike at the knees. 0-1 to start off Santiago. Glenn's been good since starting off this season for Dunedin. 368 average, no home runs, but four RBIs. Takes that one Little low, little out, now 1-1. Currently leads the team in batting average for those qualified. That one fouled back. Now 1-2 count for Glenn Santiago. Four RBIs in just now his seventh game, so six games played this year. Out of the windup, the 1-2 pitch from Harrington. That one's fouled back. Staying alive is Santiago. Ball and two strikes. Getting just a piece of that to give himself another opportunity. And Harrington out of the windup. Foul tip. It got popped out of the mid of Planchart. And they're going to rule that on the transition. So that's ruled strike three. The foul tip, it popped out of the mid of Planchart. I couldn't tell if it was on the transition or if it just popped out itself. But Nathan Hall seems convinced that it was on the transition from the glove to the hand. So that brings up Robert Robertis. First pitch, that one missed inside for a ball 1-0. One up, one down. Second strikeout for Harrington. The 1-0, that one in on the hands, fouled off. Robertis on the year, batting 171. He did hit his first home run of the season in this series, that being in the Game 2 victory. And the 1-1. That one, the slider couldn't find the outside corner. Now 2-1 to Robertis. Harrington staring in now, starts to wind up the pitch. Checking the swing, they say he went around. No argument from Robertis, and now 2-2, the count evens up. Now the pitch, fouled off. Robert staying alive here. Roque Salinas, the left fielder on deck. Now Harrington. The 2-2. That one off the plate and asking for a challenge is Planchart. First challenge of the ball game. Waiting on the call, and that will be strike three.
The call of ball has been overturned. The result is a strikeout.
So Bradenton successful in their first challenge. Second strikeout of the inning for Harrington, third on the night. And now Roque Salinas will step in. First pitch, he fouls off up in the air left side. 0-1 to start him. Roque batting just 125 on the year, three RBIs. He, too, has fallen victim to this slow start by the Blue Jays offense to start off this 2023 season. He takes that one low for a ball 1-1. Now a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be backhanded by the second baseman, Romero, and over to first in time to complete the putout. 4-3 on the scorecard. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. Two strikeouts in the inning for Harrington. We'll head to the top half of the third here at TD Ballpark. It's 1-0. Bradenton leads. We'll be right back. back here. Top half of the third. Bradenton leads 1-0. Ryver Romero, second baseman, going to lead things off. First pitch, that one taken up high. Went off the tip of the mitt of DeShaman into the screen. 1-0 to start off Romero. Jennings, just the one run given up on the solo shot by Davies Nadal. Now cutting a miss at that one. Fastball low outside corner. Couldn't connect. 1-1. Romero batting in the ninth spot. 9-1-2 due up in this half inning. Castillo and Torreira will follow him. That one up and out. Two balls and a strike. Righty-lefty matchup. 40th pitch of the day for Jennings. That one cut at and missed. Count evens now 2-2. Fastball 94. Jennings, his first appearance of the year, came in relief in Fort Myers. And his last two appearances were both starts. Now getting his third start of the year here. 2-2. That one in there. Called strike three. Down looking goes Romero. Third strikeout for Jennings, and that'll bring up the top of the order, Jesus Castillo.
Shortstop, number 54, Jesus Castillo.
Third strikeout all looking for Jennings so far. Another lefty coming up. First pitch, Castillo. That one in there for a strike. Jennings had Castillo down 1-2 in the count in the first matchup that they had. Then he hit him on the elbow with a fastball. Backhanded there. Nice pickup by Peyton Williams at first base and flips it over to Jennings covering the bag. A really nice play out there first by Williams. Two up, two down. Now Emmanuel Torreira will step in. 3-1 on the scorecard for that last putout. Torreira up for the second time. He flew out to left field and is only at bat thus far. Out of the windup, Jennings. First pitch of the at-bat, fouled back into the left. 0-1 to start him off. Torreira leading this team, this Bradenton team, in RBIs. He's got 14. Up by one against his teammate Javier Rivas. The 1-1. Cut and a miss now. 1-2 the count. Those 14 RBIs for Torreira rank fourth in the Florida State League. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Fastball at 95 above the zone. Chasing after it was Torreira. Second strikeout in the inning for Jennings. Fourth on the night. We'll head to the home half of the third here at TD Ballpark. It's 1-0. Bradenton leads. And your Blue Jays continue this series against these Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. Tomorrow is Family Day. Families can enjoy family-friendly games and activities, including balloon artists and face painting throughout the night, as well as kids being able to run the bases after the game. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
A little about love.
We're back here, home half of the third. 1-0 ball game. Brandon leads. 8-9-1 hitters due up for the Blue Jays. Deschamps, Del Rosario, and Pinto. First pitch to Nick Deschamps, lifted high towards center. Getting underneath that is Tres Gonzalez. Medium depth. He makes the grab. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That'll bring up Angel Del Rosario. Thomas Harrington's looked good so far. Through now 2 1/3 innings worth of work. Just the one hit allowed, that being the double off the mitt out there in left center field where Gonzalez had to leap up against the wall. That being off the bat of Tucker Tillman. That first pitch to Angel Del Rosario taken inside the fastball 1-0. That one missed off the plate inside as well. And Planchard's going to challenge. Successful in his first, and now that is overturned to a strike.
The call of ball has been overturned.
So now Bradenton 2-for-2 on challenges. They still got all three challenges remaining. Two and one now, the count to Delro. The pitch lifted back and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Delro on the year batting 258, one home run, two RBIs. He hit the first home run this season at TD Ballpark. That being against Tampa 2 weeks ago. That slider missed blown out. Now 3-2, the count's full to Angel Del Rosario. And the pitch. That one upstairs, a one-out walk drawn by Del Rosario. That'll put a man on, one away for Adrian Pinto.
Second baseman, number one, Adrian Pinto.
First walk of the night issued by Harrington. Comes with one out here in the third. Second base runner of the day for the Blue Jays. Harrington now working out of the stretch. Just the second time he's had to do so. First pitch, that one down low. Fastball below the knees of Pinto, 1-0 to start him. Pinto popped out to shallow right field. It was grabbed by the second baseman, Romero, for the first out of the first inning. Now, there goes Del Rosario. Throw down to second from Planchard, and they got him. Angel Del Rosario trying to swipe second base, but a beautiful throw, and it helped that it was on a fastball by Giovanni Planchard. Just the second time this year that Angel has been caught stealing. Now 6-of-8. That one popped up right side. Coming in is the right fielder Polanco, and he'll make the grab for out number 3. No runs, no hits. Nobody left the board for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. We're a third of the way through this ballgame. It's still 1-0. Marauders lead.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're We're back here, top half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Rodolfo Nolasco going to lead things off for Bradenton. First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start him. Nolasco reached on a walk in his only appearance at the plate so far today. That one skipped. Evens up the count 1-1. Jennings entering his fourth inning worth of work. There's a righty warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays. Jennings out of the windup, the 1-1. Chopper foul left side. Picked up by Gustavo Omana, third base coach for the Marauders. Now 1-2 count to Nolasco. And the pitch, that one just missed. Asking for a peel over down the first base line. Nobuoki Yasuda says that Nolasco did not go around. That evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Jennings out of the windup. Tapper foul back to the screen. Now staying alive at the plate is Nolasco. Just the one hit given up by Jennings, it being the solo shot by Davies Nadal. That one up and in. Lost the grip on that slider a little bit. Now the count runs full, 3-2. Jennings. The 3-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Strike three, swinging on the fastball up above the zone. Nolasco heads back to his dugout. Now Tres Gonzalez, the center fielder, will step in. Strikeout number 5 for Ryan Jennings. One up, one down in the inning. Second time up for Gonzalez. That one missed outside. 1-0 on that fastball. Gonzalez flew out to right field and is only at bat. The 1-0, that one missed in. Back foot slider almost clipped that back knee. 2-0 the count. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Now 3-0. Jennings not able to find the zone on either of the first three pitches to Tres Gonzalez here. 3-0 count. We'll see if Gonzalez has the green light. The pitch. That one, low and inside. He didn't need it. A four-pitch walk issued by Jennings. Second walk he's given up today. And now Shailene Polanco will step in.
Right fielder, number 35, Shailene Polanco.
Polanco struck out looking. He was the first strikeout of Jennings today. He'll step in with one on, one out. Jennings working back now out of the stretch. Turns, kicks, fires. First pitch to Polanco. Missed in. That's going to get Nick Deschamps out from behind the plate. He's going to go have some words with Jennings. Top of the fourth, a 1-0 ball game. One on, one out for Bradenton. Only run coming in that second inning. First mound visit of the day for either team. And Dunedin now has 6 remaining. Jennings comes set. Kicks, fires, the 1-0. Cut and a miss. That one popped away from Deschamps. Now he picks it up down the third base line, but no chance of getting Gonzalez headed over to second base. He slides in with no throw. Wild pitch. But a strike on the scoreboard. That puts a runner now in scoring position for Bradenton. First time they've had a guy on second base today. One and one to Polanco. 2 RBIs on the year for him. He's got a chance for a third. Jennings turns, kicks, fires. That one low and in. Gonzalez out there was dancing a little bit, trying to keep Jennings' eye. Now Jennings comes set. The 2-1. There he goes, the runner. Caught in a miss. Throw down to third. It's not going to happen. Looked like Deshaun lost the grip on it a little bit when he was gearing up ready to throw down to third. So the infield will be drawn in for the Blue Jays. A stolen base for Tres Gonzalez. He's now 6-for-6 on the year. Jennings, the 2-2. He kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Big strikeout tagged out of the plate. It is Polanco by Deschamps. Big strikeout for the Blue Jays, and that's going to bring up Alexander Mojica.
Now batting number 30, Alexander Mojica.
Fooled him on that slider in the dirt. Now Mojica up for the second time. Strikeout number 6 for Jennings. First pitch to Mojica. That one missed inside. Mojica struck out looking in his only at-bat thus far. Jennings, this will be his 65th pitch of the night. Kicks, fires, cut, and a miss on that slider. Evens up the count, now back at 1-1. Jennings looking over towards third. Del Rosario well off the bag. The 1-1. That one low. Good take on that slider for Mojica. Count moves to 2-1. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. That one low and inside. Fastball by Jennings. Just 91 on the gun that time from the righty. Haven't noticed too much of a dip in velo. Three balls and a strike. Alexander Mojica at the plate. The pitch. That one. Outside corner. Got the call. Now it runs full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Slider in the dirt. Fooled Mojica. Three strikeouts in the inning. Seven on the night for Jennings. He strands the runner on third. We'll head to the home half of the inning. It's 1-0. Bradenton leads.
Number all night, I'm always on your team. I got your back, all right. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low.
We're back here, home half of the fourth, just a 1-0 ball game. Bradenton still leading since that second inning. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Rudd, Toman, and Williams, the 2-3-4 hitters due up. That one lifted towards left. Torero taking a couple steps back, but settling underneath and making the grab. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Jaden Rudd now 0 for 2 on the night. Now Tucker Tillman will step in. Tillman doubled and is only at bat thus far. 1 for 1. Batting from the left side against the righty again. Thomas Harrington back out for his fourth inning worth of work. That pitch missed outside, 1-0. Took just 38 pitches to get through the first three for Harrington. That one missed off the plate as well, 2-0. Time called here early on in the count by Tillman. Wants to take a second. Harrington had been working quick on those couple. Trying to throw him off his rhythm a little bit. Part of the gamesmanship here in this ballgame. And trying to check his swing. Did he go around? They're going to ask for an appeal, and he did go around. So that puts a strike on the board. Now 2-1. Tillman, the 19-year-old out of Columbia, South Carolina. 2-1 pitch. Caught and a miss on that fastball. Now 2-2. Out of the windup, Harrington, the pitch. That one low. Count runs full now to Tillman. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Out of the windup, the 3-2 by Harrington. Fouled off. Fastball looked a little bit up above the zone, but Tillman had to swing at anything close there. He fights it off, stays alive. Peyton Williams, the big lefty on deck. Harrington out of the windup, the 3-2, fouled off again. Slider, and Tillman waited on it. Got a piece to foul it off. Count stays full, just the second full count that Harrington has had to deal with. First one, he issued a walk to Angel Del Rosario. The pitch, that one fouled off again. This will be the 9th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Tillman making Harrington dig deep here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch. Outside, another walk on a full count for Harrington. Tillman tosses the bat down. He's on base for the second time tonight. That'll bring up Peyton Williams. Williams grounded out to second and is only at bat thus far. 1 on, 1 away. First pitch. That one sent towards the right center field gap. That's going to fall. Tillman's going to head over towards third, and they are going to hold him there. Throws over to second. It's going to be off the bag. Peyton Williams scampers in there for a one-out double, pushing Tillman over to third. Now 2 runners in scoring position for Dunedin. Peyton Williams with his 3rd double of the year. That brings up Glenn Santiago. A big chance for the Blue Jays here in this 4th inning. Down 1-0, but 2 runners in scoring position. Infield drawn in a little bit. Corners are a touch off the grass. Middle infield's about 5 or 6 steps off the grass. First pitch, cutting a miss on that fastball for Santiago, 0-1. Second and third, 1 out. And the pitch, caught and a miss. Santiago, too aggressive at the plate, chased way outside the zone on that slider. No chance of getting a piece of it, 0-2. Robert Robertus, the right fielder on deck. Couple chances here for the Blue Jays. Harrington working out of the stretch. And he steps off, aware of the pitch clock. It was at 1 second when he, rather 2 seconds when he stepped back up from leaning in into that set position. And he knew he had to step off. The 0-2. That one off the plate outside. Same slider that he got Santiago to chase the previous pitch, but Santiago didn't fall for it a second time. One ball, two strikes. Harrington looks in, kicks, fires. Sent high. That's going to stay up in the infield into foul territory. Planchard calling everybody off, and now it's going to be caught by Mojica. Harrington was off the mound, and Planchard pushed off Harrington, immediately apologized, but he was calling for it, tried to get his pitcher out of the way, ended up not being in position to make the grab after that, and luckily for the Marauders, Alexander Mojica was doing his due diligence, and he settled underneath to make the grab. So a foul out at the plate by Glenn Santiago with two outs, two on. Now it'll be up to Robert Robertis. First pitch to him. That one's lifted left side. That might go out of play. It keeps going, and it will be out of play. Owen won the count now to Robert Robertis. The Blue Jays have had their struggles at hitting with runners in scoring position. They've got that chance here. They don't want to waste it. The 0-1. Robertis watches that one go bottom of the zone for a strike. The slider off the hand of Harrington. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Harrington kicks, fires. That one low. Count moves to 1-2. Harrington comes set. Kicks, fires. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not, says Nobuoki Yasuda. It was close, but Robertis able to hold that bat up. Take that high inside fastball for a ball. And the count squared up now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners in scoring position for Robertis. The pitch by Harrington. Foul tip. Just a piece of it. Fouled it off the knee pad of Planchard. And it popped over towards the Blue Jays dugout. He stays alive by the skin of his teeth. He'll see another. Roque Salinas on deck. Harrington gets his sign. And the 2-2. Fouled off. Robertis. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. He's fouled the last two off. Harrington kicks, fires. That one called strike three, and Robertis knew it. Slider on the outside corner gets Robertis looking, and he strands two runners in scoring position for the Blue Jays. No runs on the one hit, the double by Williams. We'll head to the top half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 1-0. And Blue Jays fans, for up-to-date info on your Dunedin Blue Jays, including rosters, schedules, and tickets, go to DunedinBlueJays.com. And to stay up-to-date on lineups and game results, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dunedin Blue Jays.
Down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls.
It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the minor league rehabber, Matt Svanson. First pitch to Davies Nadal to start off this fifth inning. Misses outside for a ball 1-0. Svanson appeared in the game just 3 days ago, the opening game of this set. That one in there for a strike. Went just an inning. Struck out one, no runs, no hits. A very clean, perfect inning for Svanson in his first rehab appearance. The 1-1 off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Svanson down here from High A Vancouver. Going back from an injury, trying to work back and get back with the Canadians. Foul tip there at the plate by Nadal. Now the count evens back up 2-2. Nadal, the owner of the only hit of the day for Bradenton, that being the solo shot. He's got the only hit, run, and RBI. The righty kicks, fires 2-2. That one lifted. Left side coming in is Roque. Out is Del Rosario. Roque calls him off, makes the grab about two steps in from the foul line. That's one up, one down.
Catcher number 23, Giovanni.
Looked a little scarier off the bat. Looked like it was headed to no man's land, but it stayed up long enough for Roque to run it down. Now Giovanni Planchard, the catcher, stepping in for the second time. He's 0 for 1. Final line for Ryan Jennings. Just the one mistake. He went four innings pitched, one hit, one run. It was earned. Two walks and seven Ks. The 0-1. That one called a strike. Slider by Svanson. 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes. That one missed low and outside. Now 1-2 on the count. Planchard grounded out to shorten his only at bat. The 1-2. Line foul up over the netting. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on, one away. Svanson, the 24-year-old out of Lehigh University, 13th-round draft pick by the Blue Jays in 2021. Ground ball down the first base line. That might be extra bases for Planchard. That's going to be picked up over there by Robertus. Throw over to second is not going to get there in time. Toman saying that he jumped off the bag while the tag was applied, but Nobuoki Yasuda says he did not.
Second baseman, number 10, Ryber Romero.
With the righty up, the infield was shaded a little over to the left. Peyton Williams playing a bit off the line. Had no chance of getting to that. Catcher is able to put himself in scoring position with that one-out double. Now, Ryber Romero. First pitch to him. That one off the plate outside. 1-0 the count. Romero struck out looking in his only at-bat, that being against Jennings. The pitch. That one line left side. That's going to hook out of play. Inside out at it. Wasn't able to keep it fair. 1-1 the count. Planchard headed back over to second base. Swanson comes set. He's looking towards second now. Turns, kicks, fires. Ground ball, left side foul. Again, in on the hands. That slider. Romero. If he can be a little earlier on that, might be able to tuck that down the third base line. Again, with the lefty now up, Del Rosario playing well off the bag. The 1-2 pitch. That one in there. Called strike three, and Romero knew it. Fastball right of the knees. Down looking he goes. First strikeout for Swanson.
Now batting, number
and that'll bring up Jesus Castillo. Eighth strikeout of the night for Dunedin pitching. First for Swanson. The first seven all belonging to Ryan Jennings. Runner in scoring position. Two outs for Castillo. First pitch to him. That one inside. Take it for a ball 1-0. Castillo 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Later picked off by Ryan Jennings. And he grounded out to a 3-1 put out. The 1-0. That one. Ground ball over to first. Picked up by Williams. Over to first base with Swanson covering the underhand toss. And that's three up. Rather, that's out number three. So no runs, one hit, that being the double by Planchart. He's left on second base. We'll head to the home half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 1-0. We're back here, home half of the fifth. We're halfway through this ballgame, 1-0. Bradenton leads. Thomas Harrington back out for his fifth inning worth of work. 60 pitches through four. First pitch to Roque, lifted in on the hands, left side. That's hooking. Out is there is the third baseman, Nadal. He makes the grab about 2 feet away from the fencing out there right in front of Eddie's bar. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Now Nick Deschamps stepping in. Okay, pops out into foul territory now. Deschamps. He's up for the second time. 0-for-1, a fly out to center. First pitch to him. That one off the plate outside. Fastball 91, just missed. 1-0. Harrington has looked very solid through these now 4 1/3 innings he's pitched. Out of the windup, the 1-0. Up and out. 2-0 to Deschamps. Left-handed hitting catcher. French-Canadian. The 2-0. That one up and out. Now 3-0 to Deschamps. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch. That one up and out. A four-pitch walk drawn by Deschamps. Fifth walk he's drawn this year. Now that's going to bring up Angel Del Rosario, one on, one out. Third walk of the night issued by Harrington. He's had one in each of the last three innings. Now Del Rosario stepping in. Out of the stretch, Harrington kicks, fires. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Del Rosario reached on a walk. He was later caught stealing. The righty kicks, fires the 0-1. That one lined towards center. Coming in is Gonzalez, and that's going to be caught. Now the throw back over to first. Deschamps thought that was going to be dropping in for a base hit, but he's able to get back to first base in time to tag up.
Now batting number one, Adrian Pinto.
So a little bit of a scare on the base pass for the Blue Jays. But no harm, no foul for Deschamps. Two down now for Adrian Pinto. Harrington comes set. Pinto at the plate. First pitch. That one in there. Slider right over the heart of the plate. Pinto taken all the way. Could have been one to turn on. Deschamps over there at first base. The 0-1, caught and a miss. Slider, but Harrington moved it outside the zone, probably about maybe a foot, foot and a half from the first pitch that Pinto saw. Pitch number 70. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Planchardi. Started running straight to the Blue Jays dugout, and it was actually more towards the mound that it popped off of him. Staying where he was over at first was Deschamps. One and two now the count to Pinto. Two down in the inning. Jaden Rudd, the lefty on deck. The 1-2 pitch to Pinto. That one, a ground ball through the second base hole, and it's hit by the runner. Deschamps tried to hop over it, and it popped up and caught him on the foot. That's going to be a base hit for Adrian Pinto. And out is Deschamps. An odd way to end the inning. He would have easily made it to third on that first to third play. But to no avail. We'll head to the top half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 1-0. Your Blue Jays continue this series against these Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. Tomorrow is Family Day. Families can enjoy family-friendly games and activities, including balloon artists and face painting throughout the night. And kids can also run the bases after the game. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm begging. Hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. And Manuel Torero gonna lead things off. First pitch swung on and fouled off. Matt Sponson back out for his second inning worth of work. Needed just 16 pitches in his first. 0-1 to start off Torero. Oh and one. The pitch. Lined foul. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Righty-lefty matchup. Torero up for the third time. He's 0-2. Swanson kicks, fires that one well outside. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Now 1-2 the count. Ground ball, left side, foul. Took a couple hops before picked up by Amanya, the third base coach for Bradenton. One and two. Swanson comes set. Kicks, fires. Ground ball over towards Del Rosario. One hopped him. Throw across the infield in time to get Torero. Torero was racing down the line. I was watching the play over at third, then looked back and saw Torero just like a half a step away from getting to that bag. Now one up, one down. Rodolfo Nolasco is going to step in. Nolasco 0 for 1. He reached on a walk back in the first. Now on a ground ball over towards Del Rosario. It popped off his glove. He had to try to make a nice backhand play. Over to second goes Nolasco, and the throw's not going to be in time. Tough play for Del Rosario to try and make. Got to him in a hurry, and he had to try to backhand it. Popped off his mitt and down towards where the tarp is out there, down the fencing and foul territory. So a one-out double for Rodolfo Nolasco. Puts himself in scoring position now for Tres Gonzalez. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Gonzalez 0-1. He reached on a walk back in the fourth. Made it to second on a wild pitch and stole third, but got stranded there to end the inning. The 0-1. He tried to check his swing. He went around. 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one well off the plate. 1-2 now. Bradenton with a chance to double their lead. Runner in scoring position here in this 1-0 ball game. Swanson comes set, turns, kicks, fires, way up. Gloved by Deshaun. That'll even up the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be picked up by Pinto. Off-balance throw. Nice play by Pinto. That keeps a run from scoring. Pinto, a nice glove work there at second base. Using that quick first step and overall speed to get to that ball and made a really tough throw back over to first for out number two. Now Shailene Polanco stepping in. Runner moving over to third on the play. 90 feet away, two down. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, ripped, but foul. Nolasco over there at third, 90 feet away. 0-1 count to Polanco. Swanson trying to keep it where it is. Back foot slider got him to swing way early on it. Completely fooled Polanco there. Now 0-2. He's 0-2 already today with two Ks. In danger of a third. Swanson comes set. Kicks, fires. That one little off the plate. Tried to get the call on the backdoor slider. Just left it a touch off. Looking in is Swanson. He comes set. The 1-2. Ground ball, foul again. Glenn Santiago trying to make a play on it. On the far end of the Blue Jays dugout, it popped off his glove. 1-2 again. And the 1-2 again off the plate outside with that fastball. Count evens up 2-2. Marauders have a righty warming up in their pen. That might be it for Harrington on the night. The 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Swanson is pumped up. The runner gets left on third. Strikeout number 2 on the evening for Swanson. And we'll head to the home half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 1-0. Bradenton leads.
I be like, shoes, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. Kill, they violent. Look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that stuff down and write it. Yeah, sun shining, 24/7. Clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here. Yeah, looking for the top, it's so clear. Yeah.
We're back here, home half of the sixth. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off, and it is still Thomas Harrington out there, starting his sixth inning worth of work. 71 pitches through 5 for him. First pitch to Rudd. He tried to mash that ball, just got a piece of it. Turning on that fastball, 0-1 to start him. Rudd 0-2 on the night, a strikeout and a flyout to left. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch. That one lifted towards center. Coming in is Gonzalez. He'll settle and make the grab for out number 1. Rudd now 0-2 on the day. 0-3, rather. That's going to bring up Tucker Thoman. Nobody on, one down. Toman's reached base both times tonight. Double in the first, and he drew a walk. Made it to third on the double by Williams, but got stranded there. First pitch, he cuts and misses that, 0-1. Change up to start him off. That righty's still warming up in the pen for Bradenton. The 0-1 pitch. That one's sent towards right. Going back towards the wall is Polanco over the wall, and he's going to make the grab. It just couldn't carry enough. Off the bat, I thought that was destined for the wall. But it dropped in time for Polanco to make the grab on the track. First time Toman's been retired today. Now Peyton Williams up for the third time. First pitch taken up high. Slider missed, 1-0. Out of the windup, Harrington. That one sent towards center. Coming in now is Gonzalez. He'll make the grab. A quick inning for Thomas Harrington. Needed just 6 pitches to get out of it. We'll head to the top half of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. It's still 1-0 Bradenton. We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, another minor league rehabber, Kyle Johnston. He's making his first appearance of the year at any level. Started off the season for AAA Buffalo on the IL. He's working his way back. First pitch, that one low and outside to start. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Back-to-back minor league rehabbers coming in relief for the Blue Jays. Johnston, the 26-year-old, cutting a miss at that one. Now 1-1. Former sixth-round pick by the Washington Nationals back in 2017 out of the University of Texas. Was acquired by the Blue Jays in a 2019 trade at the deadline that sent Daniel Hudson from Toronto to Washington. First batter he's facing is Alexander Mojica. 2-1 the count to him. Last year for Buffalo, a 5.46 ERA and 62 2/3 innings pitched. The year prior to that, though, a combined 1.57 ERA between New Hampshire and Buffalo through 69 even innings pitched. And at Buffalo, a 1.04 through 17 1/3. Had an off year last year. Looking to work back to his 2021 form. That one high and inside. Lost the grip on that fastball on that 3-1 pitch. And now Mojica will jog over to first base with a free pass.
Number two, Davis Nadal.
Leadoff man aboard for the Marauders. Now Davis Nadal up for the third time. Hit that solo shot back in the second. That's the only run by either team. Looking to lay down a bunt, and he pops it foul onto the screen. Final line for Matt Swanson. Two innings pitched, two hits, no runs. No walks, two Ks. Another successful rehab outing for him. Kyle Johnston's looking for the same. Yoan now looking to lay down another bunt. Pulls back as that one was a little low, little in. 1-1. Trying to move the runner into scoring position. Mojica over there on first. No threat to steal. The only way they'll get him into scoring position is either the sack bunt or a base hit. The 1-1. Turning again. Now pulls back on that high heater. Two balls and a strike. Johnston comes set. Kicks, fires. That one inside. Now 3-1. Blue Jays currently have four rehabbers on their roster, all pitchers. We saw Mitch White start the other day. Hagen Danner last night came in relief. Matt Swanson in game one and tonight. And now Kyle Johnston as he issues another walk. Nick Deschamps going to go out and talk to the righty. Back-to-back walks to start off the inning. That's going to bring up Giovanni Planchard.
Catcher number 23, Giovanni Planchard.
First and second, nobody out. Planchard at the plate. He's 1-for-2. He doubled down the right field line in his last at bat. Now he's looking to lay down a bunt as well. That first pitch taken low. Bradenton trying to play a little small ball here and put both runners in scoring position. Johnston comes set. Kicks, fires, that one upstairs. Two and oh the count now. Johnston looking in, comes set. Now squaring around to bunt. His plant chart. He pulls back, and it's taken for a ball. Now 3-0 to plant chart. 13 pitches for Johnston, just 2 finding the zone. Johnston stepped off, now back on. Disengagement number 1. Come set. The 3-0. That one off the plate outside. A 4-pitch walk. 3 straight walks to start off the inning. Now Corey Reardon's going to head out of the dugout. He'll talk to Johnston and the entire Blue Jays infield as they converge. Bradenton in with a prime opportunity to try and extend their lead here. Runners on every bag. No outs here, and it's going to be Ryber Romero.
Second baseman, number 10, Ryber Romero.
The only solace at the moment is that Mojica over on third isn't what you'd describe as fast. So anything on the ground right to an infielder, you've got a pretty good chance at the plate if it's an accurate throw. And then anything that's not a pretty deep fly ball, you've also still got a chance. 1-0 to start off Romero. And the pitch. That one off the plate. Lefty warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays. I believe it's Harry Rutkowski. Johnston, come set. The 2-0. Foul tip, stayed in the mitt of Deschamps. Fastball right down the middle. Romero couldn't connect. The 2-1. That one, at the knees, called a strike. Would be a huge, huge strikeout if Johnston can get it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Come set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss on the slider. Big strikeout for Kyle Johnston. Now top of the order coming up, Jesus Castillo.
Number 54, Jesus Castillo.
That gets Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. That's going to be it for Kyle Johnston. He points over to the bullpen. We're going to have a new pitcher here. Johnston, 3 straight walks to start off his appearance. But he gets a big strikeout as he exits. Just a third of an inning completed by him. He will be responsible for all 3 runners on. It's going to be a new pitcher. And it is Harry Rutkowski. We'll talk about him when we return. 1-0, Bradenton leads, but they've got the bases loaded. Back here, top half of the 7th. New pitcher is going to be the lefty Harry Rutkowski for Dunedin. He inherits runners on every single bag. Just one out. Jesus Castillo, the shortstop, going to lead things off, rather, going to be at the plate with this opportunity for Bradenton. Fifth appearance on the year for Rutkowski. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one ripped into the hole. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to wave the runner around. Roque with a pickup, the throw towards the plate, and it's going to be not in time. Two RBIs on the single for Castillo. RBIs 4 and 5 on the year for him.
Left fielder, number 12, Emmanuel Torero.
And just like that, Bradenton triples their lead, now 3-0. Both of those runs charged to Kyle Johnston. Blue Jays aren't out of the woods yet. First pitch to Emmanuel Torero, taken low for a ball 1-0. The runner on second also belongs to Johnston. And then the runner on first, obviously, to Rutkowski. The 1-0. That one low. Three nothing lead now for Bradenton. Rutkowski comes set. Kicks, fires. Lifted, left side. Roque going back. He'll settle over there and make the grab. Both runners will head back to their respective bag. That's two down now. And it'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco.
Designated hitter, number 51, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Now Nolasco. Still runners on first and second, two down now. Nolasco 1-for-2. He doubled in the sixth. He made it to third before being stranded. Rutkowski comes set. First pitch, that one lifted right side. Over towards the line, it might stay in play, but Roberta is not going to be able to run it down. It does fall. Fell on the warning track of foul territory, but just harmless for a strike. 0-1. Rutkowski comes set, the 0-1, that one in there for a strike. Now, 0-2 the count to Nolasco. Bradenton scoring two runs in the top half of this inning. 3-0 lead. Rutkowski trying to keep it just at that. The 0-2, that one well off the plate. Change up that time from Rutkowski, lost the grip on it a little bit. The 1-2. Ground ball foul. Another nice pickup there by Amanya. Count stays the same. We'll try it again. One ball, two strikes to Nolasco at the plate. Rutkowski sets. Right leg kick. The 1-2. Off the plate outside. Count evens now 2-2. Rutkowski, his fifth appearance of the year, came in 6 1/3 innings pitch, just 4 hits, no runs charged to him, 1 walk and 7 Ks. The 2-2, up and out. Now 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and second. Tres Gonzalez, the center fielder, on deck. And the pitch. There go the runners. That one's low. Rutkowski lost him. Nolasco draws the walk. That'll reload the bases now for Gonzalez. Blanchard on third, the catcher. Castillo over there at second. Now Nolasco takes first base. Lefty-lefty matchup. Gonzalez with a chance to tack on more runs for Bradenton. First pitch, that one low, kept in the mitt by Deschamps on the pick. Fourth walk of the inning given up by the Blue Jays. Rutkowski sets. The 1-0. That one at the knees called a strike. Gonzalez tilted his head. He didn't agree with the call, but not enough to ask for a challenge. He accepts it as a strike, 1-1. Marauders on every bag. The 1-1. That one, lone outside. Two balls and a strike. Time called at the plate by Gonzalez. Takes a deep breath, digs back in. Rutkowski. The 2-1. That one called a strike. Gonzalez thought about swinging. Don't think he agreed with that strike call either, but the count's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases juice for Bradenton. And the pitch. That one in the dirt. Now it's full. Rutkowski asking for a new ball. Didn't like the one he was given by Nathan Hall now. He inspects that one. It's to his liking. 3-2. Bases loaded. Full count. Two down. And the pitch. Off the plate outside. Fifth walk of the inning issued by Dunedin. That keeps the bases loaded. An RBI there for Gonzalez. And now Shalene Polanco will step in. Now all three runs that came in so far are charged to Kyle Johnston. The three Marauders aboard are all potentially charged to Rutkowski if they were to come in to score. First pitch missed outside, 1-0. Rutkowski comes set. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Ninth batter of the inning. Up for Bradenton. They've scored three. They've got the bases loaded and two down. That one inside. Now 2-1. Castillo on third, Nolasco on second, Gonzalez on first. The 2-1 pitch to Polanco. Tapper back behind him. Evens up the count now, 2-2. Marauder. The Marauders leading 4-0 here in this seventh inning. Polanco steps back in. Harry looking in. Gets a sign from Deschamps. Now comes set. The 2-2 pitch. That one upstairs. Now 3-2 again. Back-to-back-to-back full counts.
The call of ball has been
it was challenged by the Blue Jays. Their first challenge of the game, and it's unsuccessful. Now time call to the plate by Polanco. He's going to make Harry think about it. Rutkowski comes set. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one called strike three, asking for a challenge immediately was Polanco. So we'll hold off on any excitement, and it is confirmed strike three. So Bradenton loses their first challenge of the night. Rutkowski leaves them loaded, all three runs in the inning. Charge to Kyle Johnston. We'll head to the home half of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. It's stretch time. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight.
We're back here, home half of the seventh. The Blue Jays have dug themselves a bit of a hole now. Three runs, all reaching base via the walk. One of them coming in via another walk. First pitch to Glenn Santiago in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. New pitcher for the Marauders is the right-hander, number 17, Elijah Birdsong. That one called a strike, and Santiago immediately asking for a challenge. And it is confirmed as a strike, so Blue Jays 0-2 on challenges. In contrast, the Marauders are 2-3. 0-2 the count to Santiago. The righty kicks, fires that one in the dirt. 1-2 now the count. Birdsong on for the sixth time. 6 3rd innings pitch, just 3 hits, no runs. 3 walks, 8 Ks. The 1-2, that one in the dirt. 2-2 now the count to Santiago. He's 0-2 on the day. A strikeout and a foul out to the catcher. Birdsong comes set. Kicks, fires. The 2-2. That one a ground ball over to short. Picked up by Castillo. Hustling over there and forcing a bad throw is Santiago. It was backed up by Planchart. It's going to go down as an E6. It's too high for Mojica. And that's going to put the leadoff man aboard for Dunedin. Does go down as an E6, so that brings up Robert Robertus. One on, nobody out. Robertus up for the third time. He's 0-2, 2 Ks, both looking. Roque Salinas, the left fielder on deck. First pitch to Robertus in there for a called strike on 1. 0-1. Birdsong comes set, working out of the stretch. That one well up and out. Blanchard had to move a long way to get to that one. Count evens up. Bottom of the seventh, it's 4-0. Bradenton leads. Blue Jays need to get to work here in these final three innings. Soft chopper to the right of the mound, picked up by Birdsong, and he missed it. Now he picks it up and throws it over to first. He had the double play in mind, but he took his eye off the ball when he went to pick it up, and he didn't glove it. So it ends up just being a 1-3 put out. Moving over to second base is Santiago. Now Roque stepping in. Donnie Murphy called attention to Nathan Hall, asking to give Birdsong a new ball, as that one was the batted ball by Robertes. First pitch to Roque, chopper up the middle. That's going to be picked up by Castillo. He'll go to first with it. Moving over to third is Santiago, now two outs.
Catcher number six, Nick DeShaw.
Runner 90 feet away, but two down now for Nick DeSchamp. Blue Jays trying to get on the board here in the seventh. First pitch was fouled off of Blanchard and over to the left. One one to start off DeSchamp. Nathan Hall giving Blanchard an extra few seconds as it went off, I believe, right above that left knee pad and onto the thigh. And now we're ready, 0-1. DeSchamp 0-1 on the day. Reached on a walk and was later the cause of the third out due to interference as a batted ball by Adrian Pinto hit him on the base paths. 1-1, the pitch. Caught and a miss. No, it was fouled down. I didn't see that ball go anywhere. 1-2 now the count. Birdsong. The 1-2 count and a runner on third. The pitch. Sent high towards right. Going back to the wall is Polanco over the track, and he settles. Now coming back in. And he'll make the grab for out number three. Little too high on that one for DeSchamp, a little bit underneath it. And that'll end the inning. The Blue Jays leave another runner on third base. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. It's 4-0. Bradenton leads.
In the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top of the eighth, 4-0, Bradenton leads. Alexander Mojica leading off for the Marauders. He led off the last inning. All nine batters came to the plate for Bradenton. They scored three. They left the bases loaded. First pitch by Harry Rutkowski missed outside for a ball 1-0. Mojica reached on a walk to lead off the last inning. Came around and scored the first of those three runs. The 1-0. That one off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. The lefty kicks, fires. That one low and in. 3-0 now. Pitching has been the bread and butter of the Blue Jays so far this year, but struggling now in these last two innings. That one called a strike of the knees, asking for a challenge. Right away was Mojica. And he thinks it's ball four, and it is.
The call of strike.
So another successful challenge for the Marauders. They're now 3-for-4 on the night. Blue Jays in comparison are 0-for-2.
Number two, Davis Nadal.
Now, Davis Nadal. He'll step in, one on, nobody out. A four-pitch walk issued by Rutkowski to start off this inning. Back-to-back walks drawn by Mojica after he struck out the first two times. Now looking to lay down a bunt, he does. Over right in front of the plate, now a one-hop throw, and not in time. Deschamps didn't get a good throw over there towards first base. Both runners are going to be safe. On what was intended as a sack bunt by Davis Nadal.
Number 23, Giovanni Planchard.
It forced a bad throw from Deschamps. They're going to rule it as an infield hit. Now Donnie Murphy's going to head out of the dugout. We're going to get another pitching change. Not sure who was warmed up for Dunedin. We'll introduce the new pitcher when we return. It's going to be first and second. No outs for Bradenton. They lead 4-0 top half of this eighth inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher when we return. We're back here, top half of the eighth. Nathaniel Perez, the righty, 22 years old, out of Paita, Dominican Republic. He's on for the fourth time, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. 5 2/3 innings pitched so far this year for Perez. Two runs allowed, just one earned. That one unearned run came in an extra inning affair against Tampa. 1.59 ERA so far this season. He inherits runners on first and second, nobody out. Giovanni Planchart will be the batter for the Marauders. First pitch, that one lifted towards center. Going back is Rudd. That's going to get over his head. It one hops the wall. One run's going to come in. The throw from Rudd a bit wild, and a stop sign blown over there. Now De Rosario has the ball. He's running him down. Now tag, he's out of the base path, and Giovanni Planchard with a heads-up base running, advancing over to third on the play. It's going to be a double for him. One run comes in.
Second baseman, number 10, Ryder Romero.
Davies Nadal blew the stop sign and then tried to stop, lost his footing, fell down in between third and home. That gave Del Rosario all the opportunity he needed to get the ball from Tucker Thomann, the cutoff, and run him down, force him outside the base path. Ryber Romero now up, runner on third, one away, infield drawn in for the Blue Jays. That one in there for a strike. Perez comes set. Kicks, fires the 1-1. That one missed. 2-1 now the count to Romero. Bradenton now leads 5-0 here, top of the eighth. They've got a chance for another one just 90 feet away. Perez comes set. Kicks, fires the 2-1. That one off the plate. 3-1 now.
The call of ball has been upheld.
And another challenge by the Blue Jays. That's their third, and they've lost all three of them. 0 for 3 on challenges. They've got nothing left going forward. That one missed low. Now ball four. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong in these last two innings for the Blue Jays.
Shortstop number 54, Jesus Castillo.
Now Jesus Castillo, the shortstop, will step in. Runners on the corners. One away. Corner infielders are in, middle infield in double play depth. First pitch, that one low. Castillo 1-for-3 on the day, grounded out twice, but not two RBI single in his last appearance, his last plate appearance in the seventh inning. He ended up stranded on third to complete that seventh. That one missed. Now 2-0 the count to Castillo. Switch hitting shortstop, batting from the left side against the righty. The 2-0. That one lifted towards center. It might score a run. Blanchard over at third. He'll tag. The throw from Rudd will come late and end up being cut off by Williams. It wouldn't have made it to home anyway. So another run on the board for Bradenton. Now it's 6-0.
Number 12, Emmanuel Torero.
Third RBI of the day for Castillo. Perez comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch to Emmanuel Torero. Cut and missed at 0-1. Ryber Romero over there at first base. Now on a soft chopper right in front of the plate. It's going to be picked up by Deshaun. The throw is not going to be in time. An infield single by Emmanuel Torero. A swinging bunt that Deshaun could not get over to first in time. Now first and second, two down for Rodolfo Nolasco. Bradenton now leads 6-0. First and second, two down. Nolasco up for the fifth time tonight. He's 1-for-2, a double back in the sixth, and he's drawn two walks. Righty-righty matchup. Perez kicks, fires. Now on a soft chopper, third base side. That's going to settle just foul. Deschamps waited as that ball was on the lip of the grass down the third base line. Trying to see if that would roll fair as Nolasco wasn't moving from that box. But to no avail, 0-1. Third straight inning that now Torero and Nolasco have been to the plate. The 0-1 fouled off, backing out of play. No balls, two strikes. As things stand, Ryan Jennings in line for the loss and Harrington the win. A very unfortunate loss it would be, and that one gets back to the backstop. Perez yanked the slider. And he's shaking that hand. It advances both runners into scoring position now. Second and third, a 1-2 count, two down. Perez comes set. 1-2. The righty kicks, fires. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Deschamp. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The first run that came in this inning, charged to Rutkowski, the first run he's given up. 2-2, fouled off. Deschamps was wiping his eye. Not sure if... Didn't sound like the bat splintered at all. Probably just clay. And Nathan Hall is going to give him a couple seconds as he wipes off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Perez sets. The 2-2 pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Down looking goes Nolasco, but two more added on for Bradenton. They lead 6-0 as we head to the home half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride.
We're back here, home half of the eighth. Elijah Birdsong back out for his second inning worth of work. Just 13 pitches in the seventh inning for him. First pitch, that one missed. Skipped just behind the plate, 1-0. 9-1-2 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Angel Del Rosario, Adrian Pinto, and Jaden Rudd. The 1-0, that one in there. Bradenton tacking on another two in the top half of this inning. It's now 6-0. Last two innings have been tough for the Blue Jays. That one inside, backing away from it was Del Rosario, now 2-1. Just four strikeouts on the night for Bradenton. They've only given up three hits. The 2-1. That one sent high towards left center. Torero settles underneath. He'll make the grab. That's out number one.
Second baseman.
That'll bring up Adrian Pinto. He's up for the fourth time. Pinto 1-for-3. Pop out to second, fly out to right. And he's credited with a base hit on the batted ball that definitely would have gone through the first and second base hole into right field that hit Deschamps. The 0-1, that one in there now 0-2. And again, the Blue Jays are out of challenges going forward. They've lost all three of them. They didn't have a successful one all night. The 0-2. That one, low and outside, got back to the backstop. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, nobody on, one away. Birdsong comes set, kicks, fires. That one outside. Count evens back up now, 2-2 to Pinto. And the 2-2 pitch. That one in the dirt, low and outside. Pinto is down 0-2. Now it's 3-2. Full count to him. Jaden Rudd waiting on deck. Birdsong. 3-2 pitch. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did. That would have been ball four, but Pinto couldn't hold his swing. He goes down on strikes. Fifth strikeout on the night for Bradenton pitching. First for Birdsong in his appearance. Now Jaden Rudd up for the fourth time. He's 0-for-3. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch. That one outside for a ball 1-0. The 1-0, that one missed in. 2-0 now. Taking a look around the league at the moment. Everybody's in the eighth or later. Obviously, the game earlier today, 9-8 victory for Jupiter as Rudd cuts and misses at that one, 2-1. Hammerheads beat the Tarpons 9-8 this morning. Bottom of the eighth in Clearwater. Threshers leading the Mets 7-2. Caught in a miss there now. 2-2 the count to Rudd. In Lakeland, Palm Beach currently leading the Flying Tigers 11-5, top of the ninth. And in Daytona, Fort Myers leading the way in the bottom of the eighth over the Tortugas. That one missed inside. Now a full count to Rudd. Full count, nobody on, two down. Birdsong comes set. Kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Rudd draws the walk. That'll put a runner on, two down for Tucker Thoman.
Shortstop, number 35, Tucker Thoman.
Thoman up for the fourth time. He's 1-for-2. He's reached base twice, once on a double in the first inning. Then in his next appearance at the plate, he reached on a walk. First pitch to him, that one low for a ball. Rudd with a ton of speed over there at first. Blue Jays need a run as however they can get it. That one missed low, now 2-0. That's going to get Giovanni Planchard out from behind the plate. He's going to go talk to Birdsong after that walk and then two straight balls to start off Thoman. Down by six. Jaden Rudd over there at first base. Definitely has speed. Need to manufacture runs as however you can. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw him take off at some point in this at bat. He's 3-for-3 on the year in stolen base attempts. You might as well. 2-0, that one low. Now 3-0. Now it's 3-0, and now I take back what I said. I don't think you send Rudd yet, just yet. Peyton Williams on deck. And the pitch. That one in there. Now 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Rudd taking his lead off first. Birdsong comes set. The pitch. That one low. Second walk of the day drawn by Tucker Tolman. He's on base for the third time tonight, and that brings up Peyton Williams.
First baseman, number 40, Peyton Williams.
Back-to-back walks issued by Elijah Birdsong. That gets Matt Ford out of the Bradenton dugout. 34 pitches in this appearance for Birdsong. It's split down the middle, 17 balls, 17 strikes. He needed just 13 pitches to get through his first inning worth of work. And he's thrown 21 so far, still trying to get that final out of this inning. Peyton Williams will be the batter. He's 1-for-3 on the day. Doubled back in the fourth inning. See if the Blue Jays can't make the most out of this potential two-out rally. The last two runners, or last few batters, are reaching base via the walk. Lefty-righty matchup. Birdsong kicks, fires. First pitch to Williams, fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Had that fastball timed up. He was ready for it, but just couldn't connect on it. No balls, a strike. Birdsong kicks, fires. Line foul, left side, up to the top of the netting. Now Williams down 0-2. Balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners aboard for the Blue Jays. Down by six here, bottom of the eighth. You're running out of outs. Looking back towards second. Now Birdsong fires. That one missed. Little in. Ball and two strikes. Now the count to Williams. And the 1-2. That one low and outside. Good take there by Williams. Count evens back up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. And the pitch by Birdsong. That one a soft chopper foul. Williams stays alive. He'll see another. Just getting a piece of the bat on it. Good enough to keep him alive. Birdsong looking into Planchard. He gets the sign. He comes set. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Late decision to swing there by Williams. Fastball off the plate. Would have been ball three, but now he's down on strikes. That'll end the inning. Blue Jays leave. Two runners on. We'll head to the top of the ninth. It's 6-0. Bradenton leads. They'll look to add any extra insurance runs that they can get before the Blue Jays take the bats and try to come back in this ball game. It's 6-0. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. Nathaniel Perez still out there pitching. One inning under his belt so far. First pitch to Tres Gonzalez, taking off the plate outside, 1-0. Bradenton leads 6-0. Heart of the order. Due up in this half inning, Gonzalez, Polanco, and Mojica. Caught and a miss there, now 1-1. Gonzalez on the night, 0-2, but he's reached twice via the walk. 1-1, Perez. Comes set. The righty kicks, fires, 1-1. That one's sent high towards right. Going back towards the wall is Robertus. He turns, and that's gone. First home run of the year for Tres Gonzalez, RBI number 10. He rounds the bases, and that's another run on the board for Bradenton.
Right fielder, number
Tres Gonzalez, with his first of the year, makes it 7-0 here in the ninth. Three straight innings with at least a run coming in. Three in the seventh, two in the eighth, now one in the ninth. First pitch to Shalene Polanco. That one's taken on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Polanco's 0-4. He's already wearing the golden sombrero. That one off the plate. Golden sombrero, obviously four strikeouts in the inning. He's struck out twice, swinging, twice looking. And the 1-1, that one in there, now 1-2. I could find solace in this game if we're able to strike out Polanco five times in one game. Perez comes set. Kicks, fires. That one lifted high towards the left field side. Roque calling everybody off. That one caught by Salinas, and that's out number one. Well, we can't have everything we want.
Number 30, Alexander Mojica.
We'll have to settle for the golden sombrero. Now Mojica stepping in. Nobody on, one away. Mojica 0-2. He's reached twice via the walk in the last two innings. And he cuts and misses at that one. Now 0-1 to start him off. Both times he reached via the walk, he came around to score. The 0-1. That one called a strike of the knees. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Perez kicks, fires that one in the dirt. The 1-2 pitch from Perez. That one's in the dirt. Count evens up now, 2-2. 2-2. The pitch by Gonzalez, rather, Perez Gonzalez, that one missed inside. Popped off of Nick Deschamp. Three and two, now the count's full to Mojica. Got a chance to walk for the third consecutive plate appearance. Perez sets the 3-2 pitch. That one called strike three, and Mojica's going to ask for that challenge. That is confirmed as strike three.
Strike has been upheld. The result is a strikeout.
So the Marauders down to one challenge remaining. They're now 3-for-5 on the day, and that brings up Davies Nadal. Mojica could have left his bat in the clubhouse, and he would have had pretty much the same exact results. Two strikeouts, then two walks, and then another strikeout for Mojica. Hasn't put a ball in play at all. 1-0 to start off Nadal. Righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Now 2-0. Daniel Perez, the 2-0 pitch. That one called a strike on the outside corner. I think it might have been a little generous for Nathan Hall. But no challenge for Nadal. Two balls and a strike. Nadal on the night as he chops that one to second. Picked up by Pinto, throws in time, and that will end the inning. One run on the solo shot by Tres Gonzalez, the second home run of the night for the Marauders. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth. Blue Jays are going to need a miracle here. They're down by 7. Trying not to get shut out for the first time this season. It'll be Glenn Santiago, Robert Robertis, and Roque Salinas. Three Blue Jays due up in the order, trying to, at the very least, not get shut out. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back for the bottom half of the ninth. Back here, home half of the ninth. Glenn Santiago is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays, and the Bradenton Marauders are bringing out the big gun. Mike Walsh, their closer, he's on for the sixth time. Six innings pitched so far this season. Just 4 hits, no runs given up. They're trying to complete the shutout here. Santiago took that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. That one up high as well, 2-0. Santiago 0-for-3 on the night. Did reach on an error in his last at bat, that being in the seventh inning. The 2-0, that one in there. Dunedin trying not to be shut out for the first time this year. Walsh out of the windup. The 2-1 pitch. That one lifted right side. Back over towards the corner is Polanco, and that's going to get out of play. Didn't quite have the distance, and it hooked out of play over on that boardwalk headed up to WestJet. Now 2-2, the count to Santiago. Mike Walsh, the ninth round pick, as there's a cut and a miss by Santiago, and no tag, but the throw by Planchard over to Mojica, able to complete the strikeout, one up, one down.
Right fielder, number 13, Robert Robertus.
Santiago completely fooled on that pitch. That one was well outside and in the dirt. Now Robertus up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3, 2 Ks. First pitch, that one low and inside. He moves the feet, 1-0. Walsh, the former ninth-round draft pick by the Pirates last year out of Yale. Chopper over towards second. It's going to be picked up by Romero. Throw over to first in time. Almost got Mojica off the bag, but his big frame able to reach out and grab it. Now two down, and it'll be up to Roque. Roque 0 for 3 on the night. Two ground outs and a pop out into foul territory caught by the third baseman, Davies Nadal. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to him. Misses for a ball. 1-0 to start off Salinas. The 1-0. That one low. Nick Deshaun, the catcher, on deck if we get to him. 2-0 the count. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. Chopper towards the Blue Jays dugout, in on the hands of Roque. It was an inside fastball that he turned on. Now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. That one hit Roque on the back foot when he was trying to get out of the way of it. If he stayed exactly where it was, it would have made it to the backstop behind him. So Roque hit by that pitch. That extends this game at least by a batter. And now Nick Deshaun will step in. First time aboard for Roque. Mike Walsh apologizing over there to Roque a couple times. First pitch to Deshaun, taking up high for a ball, 1-0. First hit batter of the year for Mike Walsh. The 1-0. Fouled off, now 1-1. Ball and a strike to Deshaun. Roque over there at first base, two down here in this ninth inning. Walsh gets the sign from Planchard now. Kicks, fires, working out of the stretch. He fouls that one off, Deshaun does. And now it's 1-2. The Blue Jays down to their final strike. Ball and two strikes. Walsh out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, and that one's low and inside. Back foot slider. Deshaun not offering at it. He stays alive. He'll see another. 2-2. Mike Walsh trying to complete the shutout for the Marauders. The 2-2 pitch. That one up and out. Asking for a challenge right away was Planchard. He's already walking over to the mound to shake Mike Walsh's hand, and he's going to have to turn back because that is upheld as a ball, and that's the final challenge for the Marauders. They went 3 for 3. The Blue Jays went 0 for 3. Now full count to Deshaun. There goes the runner. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Deschamps. A pitch later than Giovanni Planchart thought it would be. And the Blue Jays are held off the scoreboard for the first time this year. It's been a struggle at the plate for the Blue Jays lineup, but first time they've been shut out, and it comes in game 19 of the season. The Marauders take this game. They improve to 12-7 on the year. The Blue Jays fall back under 500, now 9-10. Bradenton also evens up this series now through four games at 2 apiece. The Marauders scored 7 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. Your Blue Jays, 0 runs on 3 hits. They committed no errors. The win goes to Thomas Harrington. The loss, unfortunately, despite a really nice performance, goes to Ryan Jennings. And we're back tomorrow for Game 5 of this series against these Bradenton Marauders. First pitch for tomorrow is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Coverage will begin here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network at 6:15. Don't forget, tomorrow is family night. There's going to be a ton of family-friendly activities going on, as well as a couple balloon artists, some face painting going on. It's going to be a fun time, as it always is on Saturday nights here at the ballpark. On behalf of everyone here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Marauders win this ballgame 7-0. We'll see you tomorrow.
Touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never
to share. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Is on these small town roads. Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Should be the one to say we all make mistakes.